Maybe you've been told to just take a deep breath when you were young, and I don't know how you felt about that, but apparently it is actually scientifically backed that the way you breathe and doing these exercises can actually, you know, help out with your, how your emotions are happening at the time. And we've got Megan Brummer in the studio, is a breathing expert, and the type of breathing exercises you do, or it's a practice, like it's a certain field of, I guess, I don't know what the word would be, like, you know, meditation? Is it meditation that you teach, do you think?
It's a combination of meditation and breathing practices.
Yeah.
The two are separate, but they work together.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've been doing this for a little while, the happiness program, and it takes into account, you know, breathing, yoga, meditation. We actually had a happiness expert in just about maybe half an hour ago, who, he was a coach. He's like, he takes people and sits them down and goes through, there's apparently two types of happiness according to him, but he was saying, yeah, he had more, I guess, academic definitions for what happiness is. How do you see it? What do you think is happiness?
I'd say happiness is a state of mind.
Yeah.
And there's some things that we can do to really impact our happiness. Often when we feel sad or low, it's because the prana or the life force energy in us is low. So you never see a really sad person who's full of energy.
Right.
You know, but if someone is full of energy and vitality, automatically they're happy.
Do you reckon it's a choice?
It is a choice, but there are also very definitely some techniques that you can implement in order to impact the mind.
Yeah, okay. And you've worked as a journo in your past life.
I have indeed.
What was it that made you go, you know what, it's time to start doing a whole different career?
Oh, I just, I found being a journo quite stressful. There are a lot of deadlines involved with that. And I had a really, you know, I'd say the state of my mind at the time was a lot of busyness and a lot of tension. I didn't feel stressed out. But when I did these breathing practices for the first time in Zimbabwe 17 years ago, I found that for the first time ever, I experienced what it's like to have a mind which is really settled and centered and clear. And that for me was absolutely phenomenal.
Wow, enough so that you were like, you know what, time to study this full time.
Enough so that on the second night of the course, I went to the teacher and I said, what exactly do I need to do to teach this program?
Wow. And here we are.
And here we are.
Man, oh man, far out. So your workshop you do, it's called the Happiness Program. And
yes.
It's definitely, I mean, I don't know if I'm being ignorant here, but would it be correct to say it's a bit of a saturated market? This kind of stuff, like selling the concept of like happiness and you know, general peace and like feeling calmness in the world we live in kind of thing. What do you think it is about what you do that makes it different to everything else we might be seeing out there?
There's a lot to choose from out there. I would say that with what we do, it's very, very effective in a short amount of time. So like people will come on a workshop for us, which is simply 3 hours each day for 3 days. And by the end of the day one, they are literally experiencing the impact of that work straight away. We had one woman who hadn't slept well for 22 years.
Mm.
She came on the course after the first evening, after doing the Sudarshan Kriya breathing practice. She said, I have slept well literally for the first time in 22 years.
Mm.
So it's very tangible, the effect of the breathing practice on people.
Weirdly enough, actually, I think it was last night I was watching on TV, they were talking to this guy who reckons he's like a healer. So he was talking to people with chronic pain, and then he would sort of sit there and close his eyes and flutter his eyes a little bit, and it would make their chronic pain disappear. And these people like couldn't even be touched without feeling agony. And they brought a scientist in, and he was sort of like, oh, I'm not really buying it, even though people were saying... A few of them, they checked in and it had gone away, like the pain totally, but a lot of them, it had still sort of, it had come back like overnight. What is, you says that it's like scientific, there's scientific evidence to support this stuff. What kind of scientific evidence have we seen that says that this stuff is actually, you know, the real deal kind of thing?
Oh, there's heaps of scientific research happening on Sudarshan Kriya at the moment, but I would say on a more practical level, if you take a look at your breath, you'll notice that when you're experiencing different states of mind or different emotions, the pattern of your breathing changes.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when you're feeling sad, you have a very long, heavy exhalation. You know, you never hear someone going, oh, and go, having a great day. Right?
You sound excited to be here kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But, and when someone's angry, their exhalation is very hard
mm-hmm.
and fast.
Mm.
And when someone is anxious, the breath changes again and it becomes short and quick and very shallow.
Mm.
When someone feels peaceful, their inhalation is long and the breath is very relaxed. When they're happy, there's a sense of lightness, a sense of expansion there.
Yeah.
So this is a really good way to demonstrate how when we work with our breath, we're actually working with the mind. When we work with our breath, we're actually working with our emotions. So it puts a tool in our hand which enables us to take control over or to impact how we feel mentally and to impact how we feel emotionally.
So I've been thinking lately about perhaps caving in and getting a PS4. It's really been weighing on my mind. You know, if I'm playing the PS4 and because I've been playing this PS4 at, you know, PlayStation 4,
yes.
A gaming console.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, so a bit of some video games, let's just say in general. Maybe I'm being, you can tell how much I want this PS4, right?
Yes.
Assuming everyone knows what it is. So if I'm playing video games and I'm breathing in a calm way, does that mean I'm really happy? Like, does it mean it's good for me, do you reckon?
I'd say you'd need to look a little bit closer at your state of mind in those times.
Right.
Like, you know, sometimes with certain activities, they can have quite a numbing effect on the consciousness. Like when we're zoning out in front of the TV,
mm-hmm.
our breathing may be really relaxed, but perhaps underneath that, there's stress that's not being released from the system,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the more you work with the breath, the more you work with the mind, and you experience deeper states of consciousness where you're very, very deeply relaxed, but simultaneously alert and aware, then you start to experience other dimensions of consciousness which are so different from that state of mind that you're in when you're gaming or watching telly. Then through that experience, you realize, there's something different about this quality of relaxation compared to this quality of relaxation.
You're hearing from Megan Brummer right now. She's a breathing expert and practices a whole different types of meditation and yoga. And we're talking about, can we achieve happiness through breathing exercises? If you want to check out a bit more, it's called The Happiness Program, the work that you do. And I'm assuming, it's like you said, you can find it everywhere. So, Megan, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
It's been great.
Pleasure. Thank you.